Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Now, let's get right to the nitty-gritty. When and how do Tasmanian devils mate?
So devils have a pretty fixed mating season that goes on between about the middle of February until the middle of April. And during that time, the females have a couple of rounds of oestrus, and then they have these pretty aggressive mating interactions with the males, where the males will, and the females will bite one another quite a lot, be quite aggressive towards one another, and then, go and the males restrain the females in a den for a period, and then we'll follow her around a little bit afterwards to try and make sure other males don't mate with her, and the whole thing can get pretty physical.
Right, wow. And so what is the devil facial tumour disease, and how is it spreading?
So devil facial tumour disease is a transmissible form of cancer. So it's particularly unusual in that aspect, because cancer is generally fixed to the one body. So this is unusual and terrifying, and it can actually transmit from animal to animal. And it's spread between the devils when they bite one another. So when they have these aggressive interactions with one another, and they form bite wounds, usually around the face of the animal, and then tumor cells transfer from one animal to another via those bite wounds. They can get into the system of the animal and then start to proliferate in their new host.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Now, was there any new information on this, on the Tasmanian devil and the devil facial tumour disease that's affecting the population of them that you found in your study that surprised you?
So the main thing that surprised us was that we were looking at how the animals were interacting with one another and how that affected the number of bite wounds that they picked up, because they were the incidences when they could pick up disease from one another. And we thought there was going to be a lot of... So the males picked up far more wounds than the females, and we thought that was going to be caused by a lot of inter-male fighting, the males fighting with one another over females or over food. But what we found was that it actually seems to be the females that are causing a lot of wounds to the males when they have these aggressive mating interactions, and as opposed to when they're having fights with other males. So it seems like the males are still very important in the transmission process, but it's because the females are being physical towards them and biting them a lot, as opposed to all this inter-male fighting that we previously supposed.
Right, so it's the females that are doing a lot of biting that's actually... Is that what you think is kind of causing issue in terms of the population size and the transmission of the devil facial tumour disease?
It seems like it's going to be pretty critical, yeah, because there's so much wounding that's going on during the mating season when devils are all getting together and having these mating interactions. Mm-hmm. That if the one animal has disease in that pair, then the likelihood is they're interacting enough and biting one another enough that it's going to transmit it. So that seems to be the big driver of how it's spreading through the population based on how they're interacting with one another.
Right. I mean, like, it's hard to I guess, control, because, you know, it's just nature taking its course, I guess. But do you think anything can be done to reduce the spread of devil facial tumour disease in relation to sexual aggression?
So we're at the point where the disease has been spreading across the island for the last 20 years or so. And there's not actually many populations of devils left that it's not spread to. So there's this very tiny corner in the northwest of the island that it hasn't spread to. So we're pretty much past the point of stopping it from spreading. But the encouraging thing that we've been seeing in the last few years is that devils are starting to adapt to it to some degree. So we've seen cases of animals picking up tumours and then regressing them. So they pick up a tumour, starts to develop on their face, and then it starts to disappear over a period of months. And that wasn't happening before. So that's a signal of them developing an immune response against it, which is very encouraging. And we've seen some changes in the genome occurring as well, with this kind of upregulation of areas of their genome associated with fighting cancer as well. So it seems like they are, to some degree, starting to adapt to having this in the system, which makes it less likely that they'll be going extinct anytime soon anyway, that they're starting to fight back, which is encouraging.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you so much for joining us, David. It's been great having you on the show.
No worries. Thanks very much.